Here is the second of our two exclusive KGEZ Good Morning Show drill downs made possible by Bailey Insurance Services. To Washington, D.C. in the White House, Linda Kenyon.
Good morning, Linda. You're at the White House, huh?
Good morning. Yes, the situation in Angola where the president is right now has been keeping us trying to keep up with a seven-hour time difference.
So,
we started pretty early this morning.
Has any news come from the Biden camp in Angola in reaction to what's martial law in South Korea?
We have not heard any reaction as of yet. We do know that the South Korean president declared emergency martial law because he said the country's opposition was controlling the parliament and paralyzing the government with what he called anti-state activities. The opposition leader says that the South Korean president's actions were illegal and unconstitutional. So we're keeping an eye on that.
Yeah. We, John mentioned we have, what, some 30,000 plus troops there.
Yeah, we still have troops there left over from World War II.
Left over from Korea, yeah. Which was technically never ended. The Korean War never stopped. It was just, I hate to say, use the word truce, but it was never officially declared over. So,
well, it was never officially
troops there.
Never officially declared a war, I don't think. It was a police action, as I recall.
Police action, yeah.
Well, Linda, the president is out of the country, so he hasn't had to deal with people asking him, what's the deal with pardoning your son?
Well, he has been asked, what's the deal with pardoning your son, and he has not answered. But there's a lot of people who have a lot to say about what's the deal with Biden pardoning his son, and not all of it is good. There's been a lot of reaction even from members of Biden's own party. We had, for example, a representative from Ohio, Greg Landsman. He's a Democrat. He said, as a father, I get it. As someone who wants people to believe in public service again, it's a setback. We had Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, also a Democrat. He said, put personal interests ahead of duty and further erodes Americans' faith that the justice system is fair and equal for all. That's what he said that Biden wrongly did. Representative Greg Stanton of Arizona, he said that the president was wrong in saying that he pardoned his son because he saw a miscarriage of justice inspired by politics rather than criminal gun and tax evasion convictions. He said, and I'm going to quote, this wasn't a politically motivated prosecution. Hunter committed felonies and was convicted by a jury of his peers. But now we hear from Senator Tommy Tuberville, no fan of President Biden, a Republican senator from Alabama, saying, well, I'll put it this way. If it was my son, I'd pardon him, too. But then he sort of took it back, and he said, here's what I didn't like. Don't lie to us, he said. Don't tell us you're not going to do it and then do it. Because as you can recall, President Biden has been saying throughout his administration that he would not pardon his son, and he did a went ahead and did it anyway, saying that the prosecution of his son was unfair, was politically motivated. That led Trump, the incoming president, and also the former president, to post on X, and I'll quote this. He says, does the pardon given by Joe to Hunter include the J6 hostages who have now been in prison for years? Mm-hmm. And he also posted on his own platform, Truth Social, saying, such an abuse and miscarriage of justice. So, but it's interesting that the J6, as he calls them, hostages, have all been convicted of insurrection or other lesser crimes, but certainly very serious crimes, and many of which included desecrating the U.S. Capitol building, of violence against police officers, etc.
Now, John, the thing I was going to mention that I hadn't really thought of before, I think when President Biden was saying those things, he in a million years never thought that President-elect Trump was going to be elected again. And so he knew that his son would be safe in the legal framework.
But back when he said these things, he was anticipating a second term.
Exactly. So what's changed?
Tell you, one of the things that's changed is, yes, pretty much everything, but also zero in on that question, I would say that Hunter Biden was about to be sentenced this month, mm-hmm. and could have spent, time was ticking away. Yeah. And with the re-election of Donald Trump to a second term, not a second consecutive term, but a second term, he has made various promises to go after political enemies and to prosecute political enemies. And the person that he wants to head the FBI has said pretty much the same. So those are some of the things that have changed.
And Hunter Biden's attorney was made an interesting point. He says, look, he said, all of those charges against Donald Trump have basically been dropped.
And so when you talk equal justice,
yeah. Well, what's the difference?
Yeah. Well, you know,
if you have the ability to delay things, and this is one of the things that I'm hearing, the criticisms of Merrick Garland, is that Merrick Garland could have brought these charges against Donald Trump 2 years sooner than he did, and as a result, they ran out of time.
Well, I suspect that even if he had brought them sooner, Donald Trump and his vast team of attorneys would find ways to use the legal system legally to delay things. Now, if you want to talk about equal justice under law, there's a lot of discussion about the fact that not everybody has the deep pockets of Donald Trump, for example, or the political backing of people who are willing to donate to the cause to have allowed these cases to be dragged out as long as they have.
Let's move over to another Trump appointment here, assuming he'll be appointed, and that's Pete Hegseth.
Pete Hegseth is the president-elect's choice to lead the Defense Department. It's a huge job. And Hegseth, like other named choices for the incoming administration, have to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. And they've been making the rounds on Capitol Hill, meeting one-on-one with the senators who will be voting to confirm or not confirm these nominees. And so Pete Hegseth was on Capitol Hill yesterday and chased by a scrum of reporters trying to ask him to respond to the latest allegations against him, which are that he was booted from both two veterans organizations, Veterans for Freedom and Concerned Veterans for America. He was a director. And that the reason he was booted was because of, essentially a number of allegations, financial impropriety, sexual impropriety, et cetera, none of which would reflect very well on the President of the United States for choosing this particular person. However, I will say that Hegseth was asked repeatedly to respond to these allegations, which people are saying are not allegations, but were actually proven. He would not respond to any of them. In fact, to one reporter, he said, I'm not even going to dignify that question with a response. There's a lot of pushback about Hegseth, but he is a very strong Trump supporter. That is a very important qualification for Donald Trump. He's also a right out of, if you will, central casting as a Fox News anchor. Donald Trump does like to reach out to people who have worked for or still work for Fox News, and he is a veteran. However, he would be running an agency that employs more than 2.8 million people, and he has, according to his critics and according to fact-finding, no experience running a large organization. So,
I thought Tommy Tuberville made an interesting statement when he said, you know, we don't need a bunch of generals running the Pentagon. We needed a drill sergeant. And I wondered if Tommy Tuberville had ever been in the military and never had he ever been through boot camp.
I don't think he's ever been in the military, actually. I think that question did come up. Now I'm going to have to look at it. But I don't think he's ever served.
Yeah, odd to
which is one of the reasons why he came under such tremendous criticism when he held up confirmations for top Pentagon officials.
Exactly. And John said, you know, drill sergeant, what? Yeah. And I said, well, maybe he thinks people should just automatically snap to and not question anything. Maybe that's what he's implying.
Drill sergeants we'll have to very ask him. Limited vocabulary.
Yeah.
From my
experience. And a lot of them are words that we cannot say on the radio.
That's right.
Well, anyway, now what about, I'm not sure about this. I've heard about an email that his mother sent to Pete Hegseth, whatever it is. And
yes.
How did it become public? I mean, you get an email. How did somebody get that email?
Emails are public. I mean, you think they're private, but they're, you know, they can all be found and shared and certainly during a confirmation process, you know, you're going to see a lot coming out. But yes, even Payfex's mother spoke out against him, and that's got to be pretty bad.
She said, what did she say? It had to do with his treatment of women.
No respect. Yeah, she said, I have no respect for any man who belittles, lies, cheats, and sleeps around or uses women for his own power. Wow.
Yeah. I understand that she came back and said, oh, well, now she's trying to soften that response and saying, oh, well, I apologize the next day, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she apologized. She said she loves her son, you know, and that she made the comments in the heat of the moment. But she did make the comments.
Yeah.
And she did put them online.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Linda, what do we know about this latest economic appointment that what's Trump trying to do with the economy? It looks like whatever it was, the announcement was made, it didn't help. The stock market's in a tank.
Well, I don't know about a specific person because I've been dealing with other issues, but I will say that the stock market may be in the tank, in part because of the promised tariffs that he has said he would impose on Mexico and on Canada, and the fact that they are viewed very negatively, certainly by Mexico and Canada, and that they might lead to higher prices here at home. The Canadian prime minister did meet at Mar-a-Lago with the president-elect over the weekend and said, this is a really bad idea. And it means that it's going to tank not just the Canadian economy, but it will tank the U.S. economy. And so that might be what you're referring to. But otherwise, yeah, there's a lot of concern on Wall Street right now. But Donald Trump did say during his campaign that he was going to do this. And so for him to say after being elected that he's going to do this should really not be a surprise.
That's one thing that a lot of people say, well, it was just big talk during the campaign, but maybe not.
See, and I wonder beyond that if Jared or, you know, Jared Kushner or anybody knows, does he shoot from the lip all the time, or does he do these things in a concerted manner where somebody could benefit by going short on the S&P 500 or going long on the S&P 500? We'll, I guess, never know, but, you know, he's all about money.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why he was elected.
Yeah.
Because people were concerned about the economy, and they figured that a businessman would be best to run the country. That's one of the reasons that they elected him the first time. And but if you look at his business history, he has declared bankruptcy multiple times, and a lot of his wealth is questioned because he won't release the results of his tax returns, and a lot of economists are saying that he doesn't really have the kind of wealth that he says he has. So maybe that's why he hasn't.
Well, the bottom line here is none of this matters anymore because he is going to be the next president of the United States for the next 4 years, and all those criticisms are gone now. There is no reason to you know?
Now, here's an interesting thought, John. He declared the day he took possession of the White House, the first official day, he declared that he was running for re-election and started raising money. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be able to do that this time around because he only has one term left.
Right.
But
he can raise money for the Republican Party for the next Republican who may be coming up, who we would imagine would be his vice presidential partner.
But can he
big event?
But can he spend money out of that fund like he did for rallies and that kind of a thing before, you know? So I'm just wondering.
Well, the nation's election laws are kind of murky. Yeah. You know, there was the Supreme Court decision years ago about so-called dark money and what could be used and what couldn't be used, as opposed to, I guess, light money. But
now, how many billionaires?
And that continues to be a major, major sticking point in how campaigns are run in this country.
Linda, as always, we appreciate your great reporting, and thank you for drilling down for us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.